Hey guys, appreciate you tuning in for this episode of The Mental Minute with Jared Toy. I'm said for mention Jared Toy, owner, founder, CEO, head popper of Jared's Probiotics, Jared's Kombucha, Jared's Sodas, and jaredspropops.com. If you've been here before, listen to The Mental Minute, do me a favor, click the like button there or a heart, comment, write the words The Mental Minute just to let me know that you've come back. If this is the first time that you've listened to this, in 60 seconds or less, I'm going to give you some information, some good knowledge nuggets that will help you become emotionally, mentally, physically, and spiritually better all through better digestion of the gut. I appreciate you tuning in. I try to do this every day, so you can find me pretty much anywhere on social media, but let's get this ball rolling. Hey guys, I appreciate you tuning in for this episode of The Mental Minute. Today, I'm going to discuss how the effectiveness of probiotics depends much more on simply than choosing the right type of probiotic pill. But there are definitely numerous reasons why you might want to begin taking probiotics if you have digestion issues or looking really to improve your overall gut health. The purpose of this video is not really to go over any of those again, and realistically, if you have questions about it, feel free to watch any of the numerous podcasts or videos. I tend to talk about the benefits quite frequently, but there are even some negatives, albeit only a few, as to why you might not want to begin taking probiotic pills or incorporating them into your wellness regimen. You could say there are benefits and drawbacks, but the real issue should be whether those probiotics that you're taking will actually be effective for you. Why would that even be an issue? It's an issue because including them in your routine doesn't ensure that the body will even know what to do or that they'll be used effectively. And isn't that the reason why you would want to take supplements to begin with? I mean, before you bought anything, let's say that if you had an app that told you immediately whether or not it would work for you, you'd probably never make a mistake or waste any money, right? So how do you know if those probiotic pills are right for you? When it comes to probiotics, most people assume that they take a pill and then all the happy gut bacteria in those pills get in your intestines and then automatically do their thing. And that's not completely true. In most instances, it actually doesn't even happen. And often a not talked about aspect of probiotics when you take them is that most of them actually die within a couple of days and don't get in there and take up residence the way that you actually want them to or expect them to. And as I addressed in an earlier podcast, your body never works in a vacuum. And if you want to know whether the probiotics you take or consume will be beneficial is more about answering the question of what exactly are you eating and how healthy is your gut to begin with, not about the potency of the pill that is marketed on the box. Thanks for watching, guys. Do me a huge favor. Click the like button, follow, subscribe, turn on post notifications. It would mean the world. And that's the end of the show, folks. I appreciate you tuning in. I try to do this Mental Minute daily, three times on anchor.fm, three times on my website, jaredspropops.com, and the other time at Instagram, at jaredtoy at Instagram. But if you enjoyed it, click the like button. But do me a favor before you go. Subscribe wherever you're listening to this, whether it's on Anchor, iTunes, Stitcher, anywhere. Subscribe to the channel and hit that favorite so that way you can be notified of any Mental Minutes that I put up. I think that you're going to get a lot out of it. So do me a favor. Subscribe to my channel wherever you are and let me spread some good energy to you. I appreciate it, folks. Have a wonderful day.